The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Happy holidays, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball as we tip off holiday week from Solon High School as we get ready for a non-conference boys basketball showdown between the Mississippi Valley Conference and the Wabak Conference. As tonight, it'll be the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy coming down to Johnson County to take on the Spartans of Solon. Great to have you with us. Happy holidays and good Monday night. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Steve Dozier here tonight. Steve Dozier. Phil Dunn here tonight. I've got Steve on my mind.
You got half there, right?
Yeah. As we get ready for this one between the Cougars and the Spartans. Should be a lot of fun here tonight. And we got two teams, Phil, with very proud basketball traditions. Kennedy, the last 2 years at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Of course, Solon, a regular participant in the Boys State Basketball Tournament under Brad Randall, trying to keep that going under new coach Jason Pershing. But two teams as well looking for a win, both trying to get off the schneid here over the last handful of games. Kennedy comes in 2-4 on the year, and the Cougars have dropped their last three. Solon comes in at 4-2 overall, and Solon has dropped their last two games. So one of these teams is going to be pretty happy opening an early Christmas gift tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those games, Scott, where you come into before the Christmas break. Everybody likes to get that win going into the holidays, and you're going to have a little bit of time off. You want to feel good about yourself. And like you say, both of them need it because both of them have been struggling, at least in the victory column, the last couple of ball games. And I think both of these coaches would talk about how difficult it is, their schedules that they have to play, and going out and executing. So this makes tonight even all the more important, even though it's a non-conference game. It's going to be your last taste of 2015 before you get into 2016 part of your season.
Kennedy 2-4, and the Cougars have dropped games to Ames on the road to the Little Cyclones at Cedar Rapids, Washington, and then fell in their only home appearance of the first seven games, that to Dubuque Hempstead last Friday night by a score of 59-44. Meanwhile, Solon in the Eastern Division of the WAMAC, which is, my goodness, one of the top, if not the top, division and or conference in Class 3A in the state of Iowa, predominantly 3A, even though you got a couple of 2As and a 4A thrown in there as well. Solon has dropped their last two games at home here to Anamosa, 50-45, and then fell at Dyersville-Beckman, 70-52, in a game that was played last Friday night. So these two teams, they want to get off the schneid going into the holiday break. For Kennedy, we talked to John McCown a little bit earlier on, and he mentioned the fact that got to make better decisions, got to get better shot selection. They got 22 turnovers the other night from Dubuque Hempstead. They created those turnovers, just couldn't do anything off of those turnovers.
No, he said, I think, maybe 14 points off 22 turnovers, or maybe even less than that. He said that they just couldn't execute at the end of it. And I think he said what's kind of, I don't know, frustrating or confusing for him about this is that they practice well. The first part of the season, they were making good decisions. They were executing well offensively. But they've hit this stretch right now where he said maybe, they come out and they've tried too hard. Game's a little bit too fast for them right now. They just need to slow down and make the right play instead of trying to do too much individually.
And as for the Solon Spartans, they just ran into a hot Dyersville-Beckman team with a lot of talent, despite the fact that they're a two-way squad here in the eastern half of the WAMAC Conference. And a very good, and everybody knows the tradition that Beckman has had as far as boys basketball is concerned. And then Anamosa's also got a very talented team. There is not a bad team among the eight in this eastern side of the WAMAC.
No, and Coach Pershing, in our little pregame talk with him, he mentioned that as much, too. He said, we look at our schedule. There's just no easy night out for them out there. And he said, we accept it. We go out and we play those schedules. But every time out is going to be a grind, and they're going to have to work extremely hard to get to come out on the positive end with a victory. But No, he said there's good things about his ball club right now that he likes, even though they lost their last two games. He loves her. He loves his team. He says they're a great group of kids, hardworking group of kids. So he's going to see if they can maybe get off to a little bit better start tonight's ball game. Because last time when they played Kennedy last year, they got down quick, and it was hard for them to come back.
I think a good non-conference game here for Solon, it's going to help you down the stretch because you're going to go up against a team that's going to be physical with Cedar Rapids Kennedy, a 4A team. Get you ready to go as far as the tournament trail when it comes up in a couple of months. And for Kennedy, you go out and get a short trip for a non-conference tilt. You play a good 3A school. That's going to help you out as well.
It is. Both these clubs are going to come into it looking at it from the glass half full as opposed to the glass half empty aspect of it. It makes you better if you're soloing. Like you say, you're going to maybe have to change your style a little bit more and play to maybe an upper, faster tempo ball game, a little more physical play, see more size, a little bit more athleticism. But Kennedy knows that when they go against Solon that you've got to be ready to go because they've proven over the last several years what a quality program that they have going here.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out with our presentation of high school basketball. Check them out at firstfedcu.com and tell them that everybody at KGYM sent you. Not a lot of games coming up tonight or tomorrow. A few more tomorrow. Davenport North and Jefferson are going to be playing tonight. Of course, we got a girl-boy doubleheader tomorrow with Davenport Assumption taking on Cedar Rapids Xavier. And this is always a strange time if you're a coach, Bill. Do you schedule a game the week of the holiday, the week of Christmas? Usually you're not in school. Kennedy's not in school. They didn't have school today. It's a little different vibe as you get into that sort of a situation.
Yeah, Coach Rubis, from one of the Kennedy assistants, talked about how it's almost like a snow day, but you don't have any snow for the kids. You get the school called early. The kids sleep in a little bit longer. They eat a little bit differently, do some things. You try to structure some things throughout the day where you can get them going. But on the other hand, Solon, Coach Pershing said that they really didn't have a normal day either because this is finals for them right now. So it's a little bit different for them, too. It's tough for them to play. And actually, I asked him, how is this going to look for the future, continuing this series? And he says we're working on it, but we've got to find a good time that works for both of us. So that's the difficulties of getting these non-conference games in.
The Solon Spartans led by one of the top players in the area, Streeter McElravy, who is averaging 22 points a game right now, 6'1 senior, also pulling down 9.2 rebounds a game. And son of Lincoln McElravy, he's a tough kid. We've got to see him in the past, and he's the Energizer Bunny out there. He's never going to stop. He's going to go full bore all 32 minutes out there. Get some help, Brevin Hill, at about 8.8 points per game. Jacob Coons in there, just short of double figures as well, but at 8 points per game. But Streeter McElravy, he is the catalyst of the Solon Ball Club.
Yeah, and he's going to be the engine that gets him going and keeps him going. Plays extremely hard, very athletic out there. I think the times I've seen him play, Scott, the different ball games, he only knows one way to play, and that's all out every time down the floor, whether that's on the offensive end or defensive end. He's shooting the ball pretty well from three-point land, too, Scott. He's about 41%, 7 or 17 from three-pointers on the year. So, that's going to draw the Kennedy defense the attention a little bit out there. Anybody that's shooting above 40% from three-point land, you got to respect.
And for the Kennedy Cougars, Derek Diggins and Drake Brewster, both at about 15 points per game. They have been outstanding so far. One on the outside, one on the interior, mostly with Drake Brewster getting going. Kennedy's very consistent after that. They've got a lot of guys that are very balanced. And you're looking for that third and fourth guy to step up at about this time of the year.
Yeah, who's going to be the other person that's going to be a little more consistent for you out there, that's going to make some contribute a little bit more in the scoring categories? And I think part of what Coach McCowan is looking for is putting the pieces together for the chemistry. That's easier said than done, but I've said this before in one of their other broadcasts we had with Kennedy against, I believe it was with Washington the other night, is they missed a lot of their players with the football season going long. And that really puts you behind the eight ball when you're bringing everybody together, practices, all that sort of stuff. You know, this first part of the season, you can almost anticipate some kind of struggles there. So tonight, again, is another chance for them to kind of get that chemistry going.
Kennedy at Solon here tonight on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym here in Iowa City. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll come back and set the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for you. Right after this, you're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYN.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
Back with you at Solon as we get ready for the Cougars and the Spartans. Let's set the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups. And they're brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, 774-4620 for all your home, auto, farm, life, and health. The starting lineup for the Cougars of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. They come in with a record overall of 2-4 on the season. For Kennedy, they will go with the three-guard lineup. At number one guard, it'll be number three, Matt Gardner. Gardner, a 6'3 senior, averaging 6.2 points per ball game. Also at a guard, number five, Derek Gerling gets a start tonight, 5'11 and a senior. And Gerling just over 2 points a game. And the third guard will be Derek Diggins, 6'2 and a sophomore, 15.2 points per game, shooting 40%. From three-point land, also pulling down about four rebounds per game. Up front for Kennedy, it'll be number two, Drake Brewster, 6'5 and a junior, averaging 15.2 points per game and 4.6 rebounds. And at center, number 43 is Adam Wall, 6'10 and a senior, and Wall averaging about four rebounds per game, go along with his one-point average. Head coach of the Kennedy Cougars is John McCowan in his third season, assisted by Larry Williams, Jeff Rubis, and Ben Ethier. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Solon Spartans, 4-2 on the year. They were in the top 10 of Class 3A. They did fall out in the latest poll from the AP that came out today. For Solon, Adam Forward, it'll be number 15, Streeter McElravy, the 6'1 senior, 22 points, 9.2 rebounds, and also just over two assists per game. Also in a four, number two, Jacob Coons, 6'4, and a junior, Coons at 8 points per game. At center, number 45 is Adam Runyon. He is a 6'4 junior, and Runyon at 2.4 a game. And the guards are number three, Brevin Hill, 6'1 and a senior, at just under 9 points per game. Pulls down six rebounds as well. And the other guard would be number 22, Luke Ira, 6'1. He's a sophomore at 4.6 points per game. The head coach of the Solon Spartans is Jason Pershing. And he is assisted by Donnie Dobbs, Matt Leeson, and Jake Meisner, former Cedar Rapids Kennedy product and former Mount Mercy product. Jason Pershing, of course, former Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior and a former Mount Mercy Mustang. Kennedy in their traveling gold with the green numbers, green letters trimmed in white with the green striping down the side. Solon in their home white uniforms. Orange numbers, orange letters with Solon across the front trimmed in black and the black striping down the side. Our officials are Chris Overbrockling, Jeff Freeze, and Steve Allman here tonight. Some of the keys, Phil, before we get to the anthem.
I think pretty important for both these clubs, Scott, is the start of the ball game. Both of them want to get out going, both coming off losses. Three for Kennedy in a row, two in a row for Solon. Start's important, decision-making for the Cougars, and then the physical play for Solon, Scott. How are they going to respond to playing a bigger, stronger ball club?
All right, now let's honor America with our national anthem. Solo from the national anthem here tonight as we get ready for basketball. Nice crowd on hand. First time that we've been in this gym in a while. It seats about just a little less than 1,500. And I got a feeling we're about 800 or so here tonight.
Yeah, nice crowd over there.
You get a lot of coaches.
Coaches that are off here watching. And then I think you see some college kids that are back too, home. Maybe for Christmas break, coming out, want to see their old teams play.
Great to see former Solon coach Brad Randall across the way as we are set to go. It'll be running and Wall to tip it up. Tip control by Kennedy, and we're underway with this non-conference MVC Wamac game as Kennedy will go to the basket to our right to start things off here in the first quarter. Solon with the man-to-man. Gardner on the drive, steps back, gets it over to Wall, running on him. Picks up the dribble right of the lane. Lost it for a moment and finally gets it out of there to Brewster. It's going to be Brewster and McElravy. That'll be a lot of fun to watch. Crossover dribble on the drive. Gerling cut off by Ira. Jump pass cross court to Gardner. Spins into the lane. Puts up the 10-foot follow away. Too strong. Chases down his own rebound. Kept it alive. Loose. And we've got a reach-in foul on Derek Gerling of the Cougars.
Jacob Coons in there for that defensive board for the Solon Spartans.
Coons, good rebounder.
He'll get after it, not afraid to mix it up.
Kennedy, the man-to-man. Solon going to the bucket to our left, and it's going to be Diggins on McElravy here on this end. Iron, good dump pass inside. Leaner high up the glass, won't go that time by Coons. Weak side rebound to Derek Diggins. Rushed it a little bit. In front court, Brewster. Little shake and bake move. Takes it right free throw line. Back it comes to Gerling. Turns for three and got it from the left circle.
That possession was better for the Cougars. They got a shot, set, catch and shoot type situation. First shot off the dribble. The first possession, probably not the best decision. The second time down, a little bit better.
3-0 in favor of the Cougars. They'll go straight man-to-man, and a bad pass stolen away. Two-on-two break. Bounce up ahead to Gardner, and he was stripped in the way up, and they're going to get a foul called on Coons. That'll be his first personal and the first on Solon.
Coons trying to get back, trying to make him earn it from the free throw line. Didn't want to give him the easy two on the layup.
But it will send Matt Gardner to the line. Kennedy, an excellent free throw shooting team at 76%. And Gardner at 90%, and the free throw no good. You know, Michael Bassinius in for Kennedy.
That's one of the things you'll see often from the Kennedy Cougars is they will sub quite a bit. They go deep. Every dead ball, virtually, there's somebody new coming in. He likes to keep fresh bodies on the floor.
Second free throw dances and falls as the Solon student section serenades with Christmas music. I like that. They're having the ugly sweater contest over there in the Solon student section.
I wouldn't call them ugly. I think some are pretty sharp, Scott.
4-0. McElravy trapped in the corner. Kennedy going to go a little trap and this possession defensively, and the scoop layup, good.
Drummond
Hill.
Yeah, coming down, going to his left, comes back to his right, switches hands in midair. Athletic play.
4-2. Bassinius turns outside the three-point arc as Solon will get ready to go to the bench. Right corner, Gerling. Dump inside to Gardner. Offensive foul. As he's put the hip check in on Brevin Hill.
Hill right there. Hill a little sore moving out there after that. But I tell you, Kennedy running a five out that time. Pass and cut. You know, the read and react type offense. Then they posted up at the end of it. Thought they had a mismatch that they liked out there, but got a little too aggressive.
Sterling McElravy will come in now. Junior, younger brother of Streeter. So Streeter and Sterling both in there. Coons goes between the legs of the dribble, picks it up at the right point. Gets it up top on the dribble drive. Taking it down was Coons, and he traveled with it.
Tried to come to a jump stop that time, but shuffled his feet in the process.
Turnover number one against Solon. 2 minutes into it, and Kennedy up 4-2.
Solon in the man-to-man.
Different than we're used to seeing Brad Randall all those years with that trapping 1-3-1. Diggins a three from the near side corner won't go. They tap it around, and coming away with it was Streeter McElravy. One of his nine that he averages a game on the rebound side. Pass to the wing, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Kennedy. Malik Haynes in the Cougar lineup for Matt Gardner.
Malik Haynes is a shooter coming in that Solon will have to be aware of that. He's capable of knocking down the three-pointer.
McElravy in the ball fake on the drive. Takes it in on a double team and drew a foul.
Maybe baseline out of bounds underneath. Nobody's shooting yet. This is the third team foul, though, on Kennedy. Not even 3 minutes into the game.
First on Derek Diggins. And it'll be stolen ball, and it ricochets off the head of McElravy out of bounds.
He lost sight of that one there, and I think it was Haynes that was there defensively, hand up. Luckily, McElravy didn't get a bloody nose out of that. The ball came in there pretty hard.
4-2 Cougar lead. Brewster in the high post. Over to Bassinius, outside the arc right wing. Shovels over in the corner, digging, stop and go move. Takes it inside, pull up 10-footer, no good, and they got a foul on Coons. That's going to be his second for Solon.
And trying to defend Diggins, foul the jump shooter. Now you're going to have Diggins go to the line, shoot two free throws here.
The 6'2 sophomore averaging over 15 points per game and misses the first free throw.
Not able to find his mark out there, Scotty. You know, pretty good free throw shooter on the year, 64%.
Matt Gardner back in for Kennedy. Matt Burst in as well, the 6'1 junior guard. Free throw, number two, no good, but chased down by Bassinius. Cougars get the offensive board. Haynes and Burst. Burst on the drive, takes the left free throw line. As the Cougars work the perimeter, Diggins circles into the lane. Kick out Bassinius. Deep three, no good. Off the front iron, out of bounds it goes. Going to stay with the Cougars.
One of those rebounds, Solon had their hand on it, but couldn't bring it in. They just hit it with one hand out of, go up with two, try to bring it in.
6 foot senior Dylan Doyle into the game, wears number one for Solon. Gardner up top, first off the pump fake, drives on McElravy, kick out to Gardner, three pointers, an air ball, and Solon with a rebound.
And coming down with it that time is Sterling McElravy with the defensive board.
McElravy's pass stolen away. Cougars got a breakaway up ahead to Haynes for the easy two.
Well, when you get the turnovers in a live ball situation, lead to the run out, you get some easy points. And that's what Coach McCowan talked about in the pregame that he wants to see more of, capitalizing off turnovers.
30-second timeout here for Jason Pershing and Solon. Unforced errors right now for Solon. They're trying to get a long wing pass, and Kennedy's getting into the passing lanes.
Well, and you know Kennedy's going to get up and they're going to play people tight defensively. They're a little funky, I like to say, defensively what they do. It's different if you haven't played against them before. They really overhelp and they switch a lot of screens. They're going to play the passing lanes real aggressive. Got to have good ball movement. You got to make good passes, good decisions against an aggressive defense like that.
Listening to high school basketball tonight on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. And 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you. Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer tonight. As Solon facing a Cougar full-court man. High in the back dribble, bringing it up, Brevin Hill. takes it at the right point. Doyle on the near sideline. Goes cross court. Back it comes to Sterling McIlravey. Solon being pushed out on the offense. High post. McIlravey backs in. Gets it to Streeter. Goes up with the leaner. And an offensive foul on Streeter McIlravey.
Yeah, and that time it was Gardner that took the charge for the Cougars, standing up tall, not giving away any kind of position.
That's four turnovers already for Solon. Zach Cusick in for Solon. Cusick, a junior.
Solon extends their defense a little bit, Scott. Three-quarter court.
Both teams with three. Fouls, kick to the corner. Here's Haynes, open three, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Runyon. Good board. He blocked out Wall that time nicely. Hill and the yo-yo dribble left of the circle. Wall coming out on him. And they're going to get a reach foul on Wall.
Wall coming out. He's your 6'10 center out there trying to guard, defend near half court. That's what Kennedy wants, ball pressure, no matter who you are. And they're going to switch screens. So when you go with that philosophy, you're going to switch everything. You're going to have situations like that. You just got to move your feet without fouling.
You don't want to make a foul 35 feet away from the bucket when you're 6'10 either. Nine the back dribble. Hill penetrates. Kicks it out to Doyle now. Cross-court pass, Streeter McIlravey. Brewster on him. Big height advantage there for Kennedy. On the drive, McIlravey up the clear out. Pull-up 10-footer, swished right through for Streeter McIlravey.
Got the bucket. Solon needed an answer out there. He comes up for it.
6'4", Kennedy on top. That was a smooth drive and a pull-up. Off the clear out, Gardner holds it, gets it inside to Brewster, posting up. Splits a double team, throws it over the shoulder with a left hand and scores.
That tough shot, Scott. Good defense that time by Solon. They were there, had good position, and Brewster just kind of slinky enough to get around and get it up.
Hill scoop layup with the right hand, got the rolls. He took it right down the heart of the lane that time.
Both answering, both difficult shots, both ends of the floor.
Here's Brewster, three. Quick one, no good. We got a rebounding push foul underneath on Solon.
I don't know who they got there. They get
Dylan Doyle.
Doyle. Underneath, away from the basketball that time.
Solon will come back with McIlravey. That's Sterling McIlravey as Kennedy will inbounds. The pass tipped away, loose to the floor at the center line, and Kennedy comes back up with it. Bounce inside to Diggins for the layup for two.
Turnover leads to the easy basket for the Cougars.
10-6 in favor of Kennedy. McIlravey across the timeline. Works it near side. Cusick. Back up top to Ira, and a blocking foul called on the Cougars.
When you drive at them, when they drive, they're going to try and double up on the ball real aggressive.
Oh, they got a charging foul on Solon.
Oh, my goodness.
On Ira.
Really? Really?
That'll be the fifth on Solon.
I think everybody was going the other way. Everybody in the gym thought it was a foul on.
Now we got. Now the officials are going to get together and talk it over. They got a push off on Ira, and now they're going to talk things over, and it will stay that way. Jason Pershing did not like that call. As Sean Fire will come into the Kennedy lineup for the first time.
Well, they said that he was set, I guess. They thought that Diggins had the right to his space.
10-6 Cougars. Diggins off the clear out, turns down the shot, gets it to Fire in the left free throw line. Back to Diggins. Deep right wing three, front iron, no. And rebounded by Solon. Ira coming out of there with it. Trapped in the front court in the corner, and he lost it off his leg into the back court. Going to be over and back.
Well, you had Brewster and Vicinius for Kennedy up there with that double team, really making it tough for him to go anywhere with the ball. Turnovers mounting for the Solon Spartans.
Kretzfeld will come in for Solon for the first time, a sophomore. Sophomore game was a dandy. Went overtime. 55-54 Solon with the win. Two good sophomore teams going at it. Vicinius, tough pass inside to Byer. Leaner good for the future Hawkeye.
Good ball movement that time by Kennedy. Didn't stay very long. The ball didn't stick in their hands. Quick movement.
Cougars with their biggest lead. It's 6, 12-6. Cusick. Near sideline. Gets it up top to McElroy. On the dribble drive. Goes up with the leaner. No good. Too strong. Bodies hit the deck. We play on. Kennedy the other way. Brewster leading the break. Splits a double team. Takes it in. Scoop layup. No. Got his own rebound. Blocked from behind by Cusick. And Brevin Hill away with the basketball for Solon. Right now, Kennedy, Phil, trying to trap all over the court. Brewster comes up with a steal. He'll drive in and get the layup for two.
Solon trying to make those long sideline-to-sideline passes, Scott, trying to go cross-court, and Kennedy's doing a really good job reading it.
And a travel on Screener McElramy.
And Girling that time was the Kennedy Cougar who was right there on McElramy, caused that turnover.
Burst back in for Kennedy. 104 to play first quarter, 14-6 Kennedy, as right now the Cougars are on an 8-2 run.
Now Kennedy going to get their set, taking a little bit of extra time here.
1 minute to play here in the game's first quarter. Burst on the drive, goes left baseline, cut off. Gets it far hash mark to Vicinius. Face guarded over there in the lineup for Solon is Krutzfeld, and Solon comes up with a steal.
Good defense that time. Good post defense by Solon.
Jump pass to the corner. Chased down by McElreamy. Sterling back to Streeter. Pull up 15-footer. Too strong, no good. Weak side rebound to Solon. And a kick out. Here is the three-pointer, and it rattles in for Brevin Hill.
Yeah, I tell you, Solon in there, was it Krutzfeld who got that offensive rebound for the Spartans, keeping that possession alive.
Kennedy will go for the last shot of the quarter. Down to 10 seconds. Cougars by five. Lob pass inside. Back door. Nice catch by Brewster off the glass. No good. Missed the bunny. Got his own rebound. Goes up with a reverse. That's blocked. Burst to third effort. No good. And that will do it for the first quarter of play. Kennedy with three good shots there at the end of the quarter, but could not get it to fall. And after one, it's Cedar Rapids Kennedy 14 and the Solon Spartans 9. We'll come back with the second quarter after this 1 minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect-Tow, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, 1st Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back at Solon High School, Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you on this Monday night of holiday week. Boys non-conference affair here. A drive and a walk going to be called on Brevin Hill, and that's turnover number 9 on Solon already.
Very crowded lane. Not much space to work in there, Scott. He's trying to go to his left. Good defense by Kennedy, getting in there without committing the foul and creating the turnover.
Starting the second quarter for Kennedy, it'll be Diggins along with Girling, Brewster, Wall, and Vicinius. And for Solon, it'll be Sterling and Streeter McElravy. As Brevin Hill, a little bit banged up, he's going to come out of the lineup. Coming back in, Luke, is Jacob Coons, playing with two fouls.
Maybe a cut on the chin out there, Scott. Looks like he's getting some attention from the trainer.
You're right. Solon with a little three-quarter court pressure now. They'll show it and they'll back it off. As Diggins will walk it up against Sterling McElrady. Wall in the high post. Sets the ball a screen for Gerling. Circles left outside the arc. Brewster, good. Entry feed inside to Diggins. Bounce pass inside the wall. Missed it, though, and the rebound loose at the free throw line goes out of bounds, and it's going to go to Solon.
Well, they made the right play, Scott. Kennedy did offensively. Diggins made the extra pass to Wall. Point blank shot, just didn't get the roll. Luckily for Solon, the ball went off a Cougar leg at the end of that play.
Ira back in there, Coons back in there for Solon. Runyon also in there for Jason Pershing and the Spartans. Good high-low entry pass, high up the glass, rimming in and out, no good. Solon with the rebound, but taken away by Wall after Coons had it for a moment.
Well, and same thing. Solon got a nice high-low look that time, just weren't able to convert in the post.
14-9, Wall working a triangle. Back up top, Vicinius, an NBA three, and ring it up.
His does off a catch and shoot. He didn't have to create it off the dribble. It was ball movement that created that shot.
Kennedy by 8, 17-9, ties their biggest lead. Bounce to the corner. High returns, gets it back out top. Here's Coons turning, putting up the three. It's no good. Rebound underneath the Runyon. Back up and good for the offensive board.
Runyon working hard in there. Getting the second chance points.
Adam Runyon with his first basket, and it's 17-11 in favor of Kennedy. Vicinius going one-on-one. Drive and a kick out. Wall thought about the three. Puts it on the floor, and the pass to the wing. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Kennedy.
And Solon doesn't think that they touched it out there, but not so. They said it was a tip pass.
Beyer back in, Gardner back in, along with Malik Haynes for Kennedy. As Kennedy at inbound. Set it up, going to the bucket to our right. On the drive, they go back door. Gardner with a one-hand catch. No good on the lean-in shot. Not too far underneath the cylinder that time.
Streeter McElroy there to pull it out.
Solon basketball, across the timeline. Streeter McElravy on the dribble drive, takes it left of the lane, forces up the shot, no good. Offensive rebound blocked from behind on fire, but a foul call as Runyon again an offensive board.
Working on the backside of the glass that time, weak side. I think Streeter McElravy shot that shot initially thinking he was going to draw some contact. It was kind of a wild shot, thinking he was going to get to the free throw line.
Well, we've seen Streeter make those acrobatic shots many times. Free throw good. First of the night for Solon, and Adam Runyon will have one more. That's his first make of the year from the free throw line, and got both.
And Coach Pershing's going to take a timeout to talk about some things here.
Nope, Kennedy's going to get a timeout, and it'll be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:01 to play here in the opening half. It's Kennedy 17, Solon 13. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union. It's possible. Member NCUA.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you here at Solon. That was actually a Solon timeout. He pointed in the wrong direction. Kennedy with the basketball. And Solon trying to trap. Good pass inside to Beyer. And a spin move off the glass for two for Sean Beyer.
Now they like what they're going to get out of Beyer, the Kennedy coaches. They talk a lot about the upside to him. He's just going to get better as the year goes on, in their opinion.
19-13. Four for Beyer here early. Streeter McElravy drives left baseline. Leaner up. No good. Wave it off. Charging foul as Beyer took the charge, and that's the second foul on McElravy.
Now, Beyer sliding along the baseline that time, and McElravy dipped his shoulder a little bit, drawing the contact.
Dylan Doyle back in for Sterling McIlravey.
Wonder if he's going to leave him in or are they going to take him out, Scott?
I think you got to leave him in. 19-13, 5.5 to play. Diggins going one-on-one. Little stutter dribble. We're going to have an offensive foul on Kennedy. On Beyer, I think.
Said he was moving on the ball screen up for top, not set.
That'll be his second 16th foul against Kennedy. And Beyer will have to come out.
Streeter McIlravey did come out there in that possession too, Scott. Zach Cusack coming in his spot.
Kennedy with some full court pressure. They inbound. Jacob Coons weaves his way across the timeline. Kennedy with the trap. Ball tipped away and stolen by Brewster. That is the 11th stolen turnover. Brewster driving a kick out. Gerling finds Diggins. Left side three. Short all the way. Tries to chase down his own rebound. Goes out of bounds and it'll go to the Spartans.
Diggins not able to connect from out there. He had a good look. A little short on a shot this evening.
Vicinius comes in for Malik Haynes for John McCallum and Kennedy.
Another score from the, well, Walmack, Benton Community Boys over Iowa City Regina, 33-12.
Wow, a little bit of a surprise there.
Midway through the second period.
Maybe by the margin of the score. The Kennedy girls playing tonight as well, and they lead Fairfield 23-8 after the first quarter. Kennedy trapping all over with the defense. They dump it inside, and easy two for Jacob Coons. Nice assist that time for Zach Cusick.
Yeah, nice job. He threw over the top of the double team that time. Didn't panic. Makes a good pass to a teammate so he can score.
19-15 off the miss. Stolen basketball, and Cusick traveled with it. Tried to come to a jump stop and just drug the pivot foot. They'll go back over to the Cougars.
So far, Solon, I was just going to say, I think we've seen man-to-man the whole night through, and now they're going to stay man, Scott.
Brevin Hill's got that chin taken care of, and he'll get ready to come back in after that contact. Off the clear out. Diggins one-on-one, drives in, double pump, hanger, no, but he drew the foul.
He's coming down that time as he's coming along the baseline to his left, changes back over to his right, gets it up off the glass, gives it a chance to go in. It doesn't fall. But he draws enough contact to get two free throws.
And Jacob Coons just picked up his third personal foul.
Now he's going to have to come out of the ball game now as well.
Diggins splashes down the first free throw. He's got three. And Coons and Cusick will come out. Sterling McIlravey back in.
Jason Pershing down there for Solon was wanting to make sure who that last foul was on. He didn't want it to be on Coons. But he's not going to get it changed.
Brevin Hill's back in. They changed his jersey. He's now wearing number 13. Must have had some blood on the number 3. Hill comes into the front court in a hurry and traveled with it.
Double team out there. Brewster and Gardner were the two Cougars doubling up on the ball.
Kennedy's just, as soon as Solon gets across the center line, they're trapping on every pass, on everything.
They're trying to play very aggressive defensively, trying to force the tempo. They don't want Solon to get any kind of rhythm going.
21-15, Cougars, they've led most of the way. Vicinius a three, that's no good. And the rebound, Runyon fouled by Matt Gardner.
Runyon has quietly put together himself a nice little ball game for the Spartans. Five rebounds. Going to get a chance to add to his point total right now, go to the free throw line.
Second foul on Matt Gardner, team foul number 7 on Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Diggins right back in for Gardner for the Cougars. 3:57 to play, opening half, 21-15 Kennedy, and Adam Runyon on the line. 2 for 2 tonight from the stripe. 1-1 up right through.
Got a little hitch in his shot out there, but he's effective on it, Scott.
5 points, and like you said, he's had some rebounds.
Five rebounds go along with that.
And got the roll on the second free throw. He's got 6. Lead at 4 for Kennedy. Diggins between the legs with the dribble. Takes it in the front court. Across the timeline. Going to the right. Give and go. Inside to Brewster. Spin move in the left block. Fall away good with the right hand from 5 feet out for Drake Brewster.
A nice little half hook there, Scott. Good soft touch just right over the front of the rim.
Six for Brewster. 23-17. Pass stolen away. Two-on-two break, and Bassinius will bring it back out.
Read that really, really well, Bassinius did.
Brewster, no-look lob pass. Tried to get it to Gerling, and it goes out of bounds.
Again, there's nothing there, and Coach McCollum's saying, hey, you know, that's one of those turnovers. We get a turnover, but we're going to turn it over right back to you. He wanted to take advantage of it, move the basketball, and get a better shot.
Here's Hill in the backcourt. He loses it out of bounds on the crossover dribble. And that is the 15th first half stolen turnover. And yet only down six.
Only down six. That's the good news for the Solon Spartans. You're right.
Kennedy to lob it in. They get it to Wall just above the left free throw line. And now Bassinius will set it up. Diggins off the clear out. And he traveled with it.
As he catches it, he changed his pivot foot. Coach McCollum talking to him about what he wants to do offensively, not force it right away off one pass.
Solon can cut this down to three, perhaps, with the three ball. Hill standing dribble up top. Bounce to Sterling McIlravey between the circles. Starts to drive on Bassinius. Over to Brevin Hill. Fakes him to three, and the foul called. A block on Bassinius of Kennedy.
Had his knee up into him as he tried to drive around him.
So Hill to the line. Four out of nine on the year. The senior with 7 points so far. With the one and maybe, and it's no good, but Solon with the rebound. Chased down by Sterling McIlravey.
That's an effort play right there by McIlravey.
Doyle back out between the circles. Brevin Hill guarded by Bassinius. Angles left with it. Leaves it for McIlravey. His pass to the sideline. Tipped away. Loose in the floor. Solon comes back with it. Doyle trapped out front. Bounce right sideline. Gets it over to Sterling McIlravey. They try to get it inside to Doyle. Stolen away by Burst. And then trying to get it back. Solon on the foul.
Adam Wall gets the march the other way. Going to shoot some free throws.
Luke Ira picks up his second foul. Eighth on Solon. And free throws coming up for Adam Wall.
First of the year, Scott.
Yep. A left-hander puts it up, and it's short, no good. Cougars get the offensive board, though. Wall puts up the left-hand hook, no good. Tipped up and in by Diggins, though.
Right there, that's staying after it, keeping it alive. Something good will happen.
Five for Diggins. Kennedy back up by eight. Forcing up the jumper from the free throw line was Hill. Kennedy with a rebound, three on two. Diggins to the corner. Here's Gerling, three-pointer, no good on the line driver, and Runyon with his sixth rebound.
A lot of up and down action, Scott. A lot of back and forth.
Hill's pass up court, tip, stolen away. Good defensive play by Derek Diggins. Diggins on the stutter dribble over to Brewster. He'll step out for three and hits.
Again, ball movement goes from the left to the right out there, one side to the other. Brewster spotting up, catching and shooting.
Biggest lead, 28-17. Hill fouled by Haynes as he goes for the steal.
Say it's a block.
First on Malik Haynes, team foul number nine on the Cougars. Nick Deer will come into the Kennedy lineup for the first time, 6'1 junior. And Solon's going to go back with Streeter McIlravey now with the two fouls.
And 11-point ball game. There's a chance he take, bringing it back in. He could pick up his third. He had another score of note. Scott Cedar Rapids Jefferson boys over Davenport North, 23-18 at the half.
Jackson Foley will come into the Kennedy lineup, the 5'5 sophomore. It's a free throw good by Brevin Hill. He'll get the bonus. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. Kennedy had their biggest lead a moment ago at 11. It's down to 10 now. With a minute 38 to play in the first half. Benzanese, right-hander's free throw. Line drive, back heel, and no. And the rebound, Deer. Higgins into the front court. Trapped out top. Dribbles out of it. Picks it up right of the lane. Looking for the open man and finds Deer top of the key. Over it comes to Haynes for the three, and it's good from the left wing.
Kennedy now going to catch and shoot on the perimeter. Earlier they were trying to drive a lot and created a lot of turnovers. This time they're doing a nice job moving it on the perimeter.
31-18, biggest Kennedy lead of 13. McElravy at the center circle. To Doyle. Over to Hill. A deep three is short, no good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds, and it will go to the Cougars.
104 left, still plenty of time here. If you're Solon, though, you know, it's a 13-point ball game. You're going to have to get a stop here. You don't want to get down 15, 16, 17 points going into half.
Pretty important time, I agree. Brewster goes crossover, spins in the lane, kick out to Foley. Now comes to Diggins. He'll put up the three. No good from the right side. And another rebound for Adam Runyon. 31-18, jump pass to Streeter McElravy. Holds it in the corner, goes crossover. Lost it, his pass deflected by Brewster, and we've got a foul on the dive for the loose ball.
You just don't know who they're going to call it on, Kennedy or Solon?
Nope, they're going to get Sterling McElravy.
Two guys going for a loose ball there. Just the whistle blew, I didn't know who they were going to call it on. Both of them were going.
That is the 18th turnover on Solon.
Just as many turnovers to that point right now, Scott.
That's right. Vicinius back in for Jackson Foley for Kennedy. 1-1 for Nick Deer. He's on the way and got it, rattled it home. Deer, the quarterback of the Cougar football team. Both these teams pretty successful this fall.
They know what success is and how to do it on the football field.
Deer got them both. Kennedy, as I mentioned, a good free throw shooting team. Struggled a little bit here in this first half, though. 33-18, half a minute to play. Solon basketball. Hill to Doyle. Quickly on the left side. McElravy tries to pass inside. Stolen by Deer. Turnover number 19 on the Spartans.
Well, you're probably going to see one shot now for the Cougars, Scott.
Down to 12 seconds to play. Brewster holds it up top. Hill coming out on him. Goes crossover on the drive. Goes up with the leaner. Forced it. No good. Tipped out deep to Vicinius. Hill tried for three. No good. Underneath. Shot no good. Shot before the horn is good, but they wave it off. They say it came after the horn.
Well, I think he got the rebound, but he didn't quite get up, back up in time before he could put it in.
So we are at halftime from Solon. This non-conference game, and our score at the break, the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 33, and the Solon Spartans, 18. And Phil and I will come back, talk halftime with you, and we'll do it after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYN.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats, stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons, off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertine and Stalker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold, artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertine and Stalker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertine and Stalker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertine and Stalker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you here at Solon as we are at halftime. Scott Udash alongside Phil Dunn. And our score at the break, 33-18. The Kennedy Cougars lead the Solon Spartans. Kennedy got hot from the perimeter there in the back half of the second quarter, Phil. And just too many turnovers for Solon in that first half.
It was. And a lot of it had to do with what Kennedy was doing defensively. They really turned up the pressure on them. A lot of double teams, as you mentioned, at different times. As soon as they come across the timeline out there, the half court, they were going to get up and they were going to get after it. They were really going to make it tough for them to get any kind of ball movement out there.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring in this one. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, being led in the first half by Drake Brewster with 9 points, four field goals, including a three-pointer. 5 points apiece for Derek Diggins. And for Malik Haynes, a three and a two for Haynes coming off the bench. Four for Sean Beyer. He showed good minutes in that first half. Two field goals. 3 points for Michael Bassinius on a three-pointer. Derek Gerling with a three-pointer for his 3 points. And Matt Gardner with one. And Nick Deere with a couple free throws as well for Kennedy for their total of 33. For Solon, Brevin Hill leading the way at half with eight. Two two-point field goals, a three-pointer, and a free throw. Adam Running with a good first half. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line and a field goal for six. Jacob Coons with two, and Streeter McElravy averaging 22, held to 2 in the first half for Solon. Spartans with 19 turnovers, so 19 turnovers and 18 points in the first half for Solon. Kennedy with only 5 turnovers in the first half of play. The bench scoring right now is 14 to nothing in favor of the Cougars. Kennedy with 4 3-point makes in that first half to only 1 for the Spartans. Solon was 5 out of 7 from the free throw line in that first half. While Kennedy in the first half was 5 out of 9 and 56%. As the Cougars lead it here by 15. And throw it to you for the rebounding totals from half number one.
Well, we got pretty even in that department, Scott. Solon actually leads by 1, 16 to 15 overall. We'll look at the individuals for Solon first. And Adam Runyon, we mentioned how he was having a pretty good first half. He leads the Spartans. He actually has game high honors right now with 7 rebounds. And he got most of them later in the second period of play out there. So a good finish for Adam Runyon in the rebounding department. 3 rebounds for Sterling McElravy off the bench. 1 rebound apiece for Jacob Coons, Brevin Hill, Streeter McElravy, as well as Luke Ira. 2 dead ball or team rebounds for the Spartans. 3 offensive, 13 defensive, total of 16 for Solon. Kennedy got nice balance in the rebounding, led by Drake Brewster with 4. Derek Diggins right behind with 3. 2 rebounds for Adam Wall. And then 1 apiece from 4 different players out there. Derek Gerling with 1, as well as Matthew Burst, Nicholas Deere, and Michael Bassinius. 2 dead ball rebounds for the Cougars. 9 offensive, so that's a good statistic if you're a Cougar fan, not so much if you're a Spartan fan. 9 offensive rebounds for the Cougars, 6 defensively for Kennedy, and it's 16-15 in the rebounding, Solon plus 1.
Yes, Kennedy came into this game only averaging 8 offensive rebounds a game. So 9 already. If you're Jason Pershing, you're talking about you got to keep him off the boards, and we got to hold on to the basketball.
Yeah, those are the two big things right away. He addressed talking about what you want to do and dealing with that Kennedy pressure out there. And it's not a Kennedy full court pressure. It's they're coming across half court. And that's when Kennedy really gets after you, and they're trying to make it difficult. One of the worst things you can do against it, Scott, is put it on the floor, because they're going to come at you. That's almost like a green light that we're going to trap. You put the ball on the floor, we're going to come at you hard, we're going to trap you, we're going to make you give it up, do something with it out there. Ball movement, reverse it, skip passes out of it. You can almost approach it like you're going to play against the zone, even though they're in a switching man-to-man. Skip passes, get your shooters on the backside ready to catch and shoot, and look for that knockdown shot from the perimeter and loosen up the defense a little bit.
So we are at halftime, and it's Kennedy on top of Solon here in this non-conference tilt by 15 at 33-18. More basketball coming up tomorrow night. We'll have a doubleheader, a girl-boy doubleheader from the Ron Fillon Gymnasium, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Xavier and Davenport Assumption coming your way tomorrow night. Girls game first. Tom Lilly looking for win number 500. He'll have his second shot at that. Assumption girls, not the glossy record that they have had. I think 2-4 or something like that coming into play into tomorrow night's game. But they played some very, very good teams early on. And Kenny Murray is going to join me for the boys' game coming up tomorrow night. But Xavier is up to number four in the state in 3A in the AP poll that came out today. And I can't remember an Assumption team that will come into a game at 0-6 coming into that game tomorrow. Now, they've played a really, really tough schedule, but that's very un-Assumption night-like.
It is, and you would have to think that they're going to get better as this goes along here. And you talked about a difficult schedule. I think you had mentioned too, Scott, that Assumption is playing quite a bit of young kids right now too, so there's some natural progression that comes along with that. But the Xavier Saints, the boys, Scott, we saw them lose on their home floor to this Kennedy Cougar team, first conference game of the season. Then they've had some really nice bounce back wins where they've come out and they've played really well. And they got the pieces there at Xavier where they can have a nice ball club, a pretty good ball club, where make noise in the conference, and then obviously they're going to be playing 3A come tournament time.
So that'll be tomorrow night at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium. Could see some history being made with head coach Tom Lilly getting his 500th. We certainly hope that is going to take place. And then it will be the boys game between Xavier and Assumption coming up tomorrow night. Here it's 33-18, Cedar Rapids Kennedy leading Solon from the Solon Gym. We're going to take a one-minute timeout and come back with the second half play-by-play. And we'll do it right after this as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
The pre-holiday portion of the basketball schedule concludes this Tuesday night with a big non-conference doubleheader. This is Scott Unetch. Join us Tuesday night at 5:45 with the pregame on 107.5 FM as the Xavier Saints host Davenport Assumption. The Saints and Knights collide in their annual non-conference matchup between the MVC and the MAC. That's doubleheader basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Davenport Assumption, and Xavier. Tuesday night starting at 5:45 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM. Welcome back to Solon as we get ready for half number two. The Spartans back out, Kennedy back out as well. Cougars in their gold with the green trim, and Solon coming out of their white uniforms, their home jerseys with the orange and the black trim. Good crowd on hand. Like I said, Phil, a lot of former players back from college, etc., so that's always nice to see.
It is. You get a chance to catch up with them, probably after the ball game. Hopefully they stick around and talk to the coaches. And you know, you get some other people. Maybe this is their first time out this year. You got a chance to see some games. And a lot of opposing coaches, as you said, too, in the stands, taking notes watching this one.
Underway with half number two. It'll be Kennedy basketball as they go to the bucket to our left. We will set the lineups for you here as we get started. Cougars with Wall, Diggins, Brewster, Gardner, and Gerling. Drive, kick out. Here's Gerling from the right side. Three-pointer right through.
Ball screen up top. The hard hedge comes out for Solon defensively. It's going to draw the defender there. Leaves an open shooter for the kickout.
Gerling with six. Driving in left of the lane and being fouled was Ben Frutzfeld, who starts the second half. They're going to get Adam Wall attempting the block on the foul. Second foul on Wall. First on Kennedy. As a free throw is off the right side of the iron, no good. Kretzfeld trying to get the first point off the Solon bench here tonight. And the second free throw is good. His first point, little Solon pressure, little man.
Youngster getting out there, getting some experience for the Solon Spartans.
Running Ira Hill, Kretzfeld in there along with Streeter McElrady. The starting five for Jason Pershing. A dump pass inside, stolen by Hill. Took it right out of midair. Weaves his way up court. Cross-court pass. Chase down, Streeter McElrady on the drive. He'll spin it back out top to Hill. He'll take it for three, no good. And Gerling with the rebound.
Well, they had a turnover. Solon created a turnover, not able to capitalize on the other end by scoring against it.
Gardner going baseline, and a foul going to be called on Hill. Tried to draw the charge and couldn't do it. First on Brevin Hill.
Going to be out of bounds underneath baseline, Scott. No shooting going on there yet.
So Diggins will inbound, left of the glass looking in. They'll do some housekeeping underneath here first.
Got to dry some stuff up there so nobody gets hurt.
Lob into Wall. Bullet pass inside, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Hill. Going to stay with Kennedy.
Nice job by Hill there, too, Scott. Keeping that live, avoiding making Derek Diggins turn it over, essentially.
Yep, Diggins threw it right in the run-in. Three-on-one break the other way. Pass to McElravy, and before the pass, charge called. As Gerling took the charge.
Yeah, wave it off out there. Nothing happened out there. Gerling, the little guy, stood in there, held his ground.
Brevin Hill over-penetrated. His second foul, second on the Spartans.
That's where you teach coming down in transition, Scott, and the middle man, you pull up at the free throw line.
Brewster underneath the wall gets the finger roll layup with the left hand.
Wall with the finish. He's been there a couple times before, not able to put it down. That time he did.
Good dribble penetration. It's 38-19. Kennedy has now doubled up the score here on Solon. Jump pass to Hill. Driving right baseline. In all the way. Shot up good. Counting the foul off the glass for two.
Yeah, Wall kind of left his feet. I think if he holds his position there, Scott, stays on the floor, he probably gets the charge call.
I tell you, Solon, they are an aggressive ball club.
They're going to go. They're going to put it down the floor, and they want to attack the rim.
Byer will come in for Wall, leaves with his third foul. He'll try for the old-fashioned hat trick. Puts it up and rimming and good. 11 for him.
A little bit of token pressure by Solon after the made free throw.
Diggins brings it up. Diggins with a six-point first half in this one for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy inside. And Diggins off the glass for two more.
Nice little move along the baseline, getting to the rim.
Eight for Diggins, 40-22. Bounce pass to the near sideline, tipped out of bounds by Gardner, who will stay with Solon. As Coons with three fouls back in for Solon, and Bassinius comes back in for Kennedy.
Both coaches here trying to keep some players fresh on the floor, subbing frequently.
Kruxfeld over the hill, left side three, no good. They fight for it in the weak side, and Solon with the rebound. Ira back to Kruxfeld. High lob pass to Hill. Bakes, drives in, takes it in all the way, and is fouled. Boy, Hill going through tall timber in there, and Diggins picks up his second.
He was going to go. He was going hard. They said Diggins got him on the wrist at the end.
Brevin Hill. Came in at 44% from the line, but pushes that one. Three out of five so far from the charity stripe. As Malik Haynes will check in for Kennedy for Derrick Gerling. One more on the way, right through for Hill. He's got 13 to lead Solon. 16-point Cougar lead, 40-24. Kennedy with a basketball. Bassinius turns outside the arc left side. High post to Brewster. Give and go. Back it comes to Gerling. Against the man-to-man. Brewster gives it up to Bassinius. Right side, a pop-up three, no good. Diggins the offensive board. Fakes, duck under move. Shot up, no good, short. And the rebound to the Cougars underneath. And a tie-up, no, a foul. Either Hill or Coons.
Fouled Bassinius, I believe it was, in there trying to get to the offensive glass. I tell you, again, Cedar Rapids Kennedy getting to the offensive boards. They had nine in the first half. Two more on that possession right there.
Coons picks up his fourth, and off the inbound, Drake Brewster travels with it. Turnover number eight on Kennedy. Solon with 19, but have not committed a foul or a turnover in the second half.
I think you're just trying to go a little bit too fast there, Scott, offensively for Kennedy. One pass and you're trying to drive to the basket instead of make that defense work a little bit more.
Kruxfeld, right side, wide open three, won't go. from the near side corner. Rebound out front to Diggins. Lead pass to Brewster. Driving left baseline. Hook pass out top to Haynes for three. It's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds to Solon.
Solon basketball.
John McCowan saying, slow down, guys.
Yeah, there's no shot clock here in high school basketball. And I know they want to play fast, but there's a difference between playing fast and making good decisions and, you know, playing borderline out of control out there. And that's the stuff Coach McCowan wants to get rid of, those empty possessions.
Solon with the basketball. Ira on the dribble drive. No good off the glass. Rebound and a putback for Runyon.
Rebound number eight for Adam.
Go with 8 points. Looking for a double-double. Diggins going one-on-one. Takes a free throw line. Kick to Haynes. Ball fake. Cut off. Diggins finds the open man. Beyer. Pop-up jumper right through from 12 for Sean Beyer. Kennedy with a timeout.
That was the ball movement there, Scott. Again, there's about four or five passes around the perimeter, and they found the open shooter. Catch and shoot. Didn't force anything.
Kennedy will take a 30-second timeout here. With the Cougars on top, 42-26. Kennedy can start getting offense from Beyer like that. That's going to be a big help.
That's going to help him a lot. I know they like the other things that he can do on the defensive end. They like how he can close out, and he rebounds well, gives him a physical presence there. And if he can catch and shoot, not just around the basket, but catch and shoot, that helps open things up quite a bit.
Cougars by 16 with 4:18 to play in the third. And it'll be Solon inbound. They're going to face some full court pressure.
A little bit different this time, Scott. You got, they went to the man. Look like they're going to throw a 2-2-1.
Solon's got to get Streeter McIlravey going. Only 2 points so far for McIlravey.
And he's had a little bit of foul trouble out there. He's been picked up an offensive foul as well.
Nice ball fake and good movement by Solon. They're going to go to the free throw line here.
Hill going to get to the free throw line.
Pacinius picks up his second foul. Already the fourth on Kennedy. And Brevin Hill right back to the free throw line. Been there a lot tonight. Free throw right through. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Again tonight, check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Matt Burst in. And coming out will be Pacinius. Also back in for Kennedy will be Matt Gardner.
A little bit of a local girl score, Scott. Cascade 23, North Lynn 15. That's a girl score.
Free throw no good. McIlravey the rebound off the glass. That won't go. Tip kept alive, loose in the lane, and Haynes comes out of there with it for Kennedy. Haynes quickly into the front court, holds it up, and waits for the trailer burst. Puts it on the floor against Hill. Standing right hand dribble out front. Off the clear out, takes it to the sideline, looking for Beyer. Instead, up top to Gardner. McIlravey knocked it away, goes for the steal. It's loose, and we're going to have a jump.
He's holding his head at the end of that. McIlravey is. He's helped up, though. He's going to be all right.
10-1 odds, he's going to be fine.
Yeah, up and going.
Solon playing tough, down 15. Brevin Hill across the timeline and bumped and fouled by Gardner.
That'll be a baseline out of bounds situation up front. Coach McCowan talking to him about quit fouling out there. That's guy, we got another MVC Womack score to pass along.
Wallert big over Central DeWitt, 77-28. You think Prairie made Wallert mad?
He got their attention out there.
That's three in a row since that loss to Prairie for Wallert. Kretz fell to McIlravey. Looks inside and said, circles right up front. Picks up the dribble, guarded by Brewster. Ira to Crutzfeld on the drive against Haynes. His jump pass. Runyon had trouble collecting it. Loose, and Brewster picks it out of there.
Now Kim Kennedy scrapping on the defensive end. Creates another turnover.
Turnover number 20. Here's Beyer off the clear out. Comes right, turns down the shot. Diggins reverses it. Inside to Brewster. Double team back to Haynes. Top of the circle three. No good. And Beyer with the offensive board.
He just chased it down. Athleticism out there.
Haynes penetrates. Back it comes up top. Beyer will step out for three. Oh, he banked it home.
Bank is open, Scott.
Look at, he's got a smile on his face. Says, I didn't mean to do it.
Oh, his teammates up too, doing the same thing.
Nine for Sean Beyer. Good dump pass inside to Luke Ira. Solon scores on the other end.
Kennedy then dropped to the level of the ball on the backside defensively, left it open for a wide open layup.
45-29. Bassinius on the driver, make it Girling, and he gets a right hand layup all the way down the paint.
Right over the top of Adam Runyon coming. Just a Runyon gets there a half second earlier. He's got a block probably.
47-29, and they get 47-31 as McElravy with his first bucket since the first quarter. Diggins off the clear out. Starter dribble, offensive foul on Diggins. He pushed off with that right arm.
I like to say it's a chicken wing, Scott, where you get that other arm going to get it out there flapping to create some space. Easy call for the official out there, Scott. That you get that arm, create space, they're going to call it 9 times out of 10.
It's going to be the third on Derek Diggins. And Kennedy already with 16 fouls, so Solon's going to be shooting for the last 10 minutes of this game. 2 minutes remaining in the third. 47-31, Kennedy lead. And Kennedy with a steal. Two on one. Cross court bounce pass. Loose. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay with the Cougars.
Looked like they had a two on one. They're going to get an easy basket. But the errant bounce pass out there. Solon doesn't regain possession, but at least it forces them to set their defense.
Kennedy broke this open on a 25-12 run in the first half. And the Cougars go back door and get the layup from Bassinius. Five for Bassinius, 49-31. Kennedy, and away from the ball, we got a hole.
Bassinius, they said, knocked him down out there. That's going to put Luke Ira at the free throw line for Solon.
Ira, 65% on the year. Only 2 points so far here tonight. And Ira will go to the line for the one and bonus for the sophomore. Up and good. You got McElravy Streeter as a senior. Other than that, it's a pretty young Solon team.
Well, they got a lot of potential out there.
In a tough WAMAC East division. Free throw, dances in and out, no good, and Burst takes the rebound away from Streeter McElravy. Diggins into the front court, going one-on-one. Driving a kick out. Bassinius, three. Off, not, no good. Offensive rebound. Deer back up for two.
And Deer, again, one of the littler guys out there as far as height is concerned, but he's able to create space and go up and get that rebound.
Another offensive rebound for Kennedy and a putback and a foul on the Cougars on the other end.
And you can almost, you could tell if we could hear Coach McCowan what he'd be telling his kids. Quit reaching, quit fouling, quit putting them on the free throw line.
McElravy to the line as Beyer will get a good hand as he comes out. 51-32, Kennedy. And the 1-1 right through for McElravy. 84% foul shooter.
And for the Kennedy fans, Kennedy girls winning big right now. 63-29 against Fairfield after three quarters.
Benton Community up over Regina, 56-44, as McElravy bangs home two free throws. He's got six, 51-34, lead at 17. Burst going one-on-ones, cross-court pass instead. Takes the free throw line to Diggins, kick out to Brewster, circles down the lane, back out to Deer. On the fake, he'll drive in, hook pass back to Brewster. Step back three, no good, near side corner, tipped around, and Kennedy with a rebound.
Another offensive rebound that time. Matt Burst comes down with it.
The Cougars with 45 seconds to play in the third. Here's the pick and roll underneath the Brewster all the way to the lane, to the bucket. Count it one.
And Derek Diggins with the pretty assist out there. The screen sets up some separation. Diggins doesn't force it coming off. It finds the roll guy. Brewster going strong to the rim.
Double figures for Drake Brewster. He's got 11 shooting for 12. And the foul on Crutzfeld is first. Free throw banged in for Drake Brewster, who's got a dozen. Adam Runyon back in for Solon for Coons, who checked in with those four fouls briefly, and now back out. Crutzfeld behind the back, takes it across the timeline, spins in the front court, goes back door. Here's Doyle off the glass right of the lane. No good. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Solon. 28.2 to play in the third.
And Solon kind of spread it out to deep, offensively that possession, passing and cutting, a little five out. Defended nicely by Diggins that time. Got a hand on the shooter's face at the end with not committing a foul.
And now we've got an inadvertent horn. So they will not allow Sean Beyer to come in. They had already administered the ball to the inbounder.
And they put 28 seconds back on the clock.
All right. We won't miss those 0.2 seconds. McElravy looking. And his jump pass to the center line and a reach foul on Deer. Trying to take it away from Crutzville.
They're all out there. As you said, he's trying to reach, pop it loose.
The ninth team foul against Kennedy. And when you're up 20, you do not want to put the opposition on the line if you're the Cougars with time not coming off the clock.
That's exactly right. Let them score. That clock's thin and still out there.
Kretzfeld with the 1-1, and he gets the front end to go. He'll have one more. 26.9 seconds remaining, third quarter.
Solon's a pretty good free throw shooting team on the year as well, shooting over 72% as a team.
Got them both, 54-36. 20 seconds to play. Brewster behind the back with the dribble. Yo-yos it back out between the circles. 16 seconds. Runyon coming out on him. Now Gerling will call out the play with 10. Crossover dribble, drives in. Leaner right of the lane, rimming no good. Runyon with another rebound. 3 seconds to play. Outlet pass. McElravy, half court shot off the iron. No good at the end of the third quarter. After three, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 54 and Solon 36. And we'll come back with the fourth quarter after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Solon as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. 54-36, the Kennedy Cougars leading the Spartans of Solon. Monday night football right now, Detroit on top of New Orleans. That by a score of 21-3. We've got a blocking foul. Runyon way out front trying to hedge out there on Derek Diggins.
A little too quick. Form out there, trying to get his feet going, avoid the foul, but he couldn't do it.
Good friend Ryan Merkin must be here somewhere tonight.
Yeah, I see that.
Here's the back door. Nice catch by Brewster, and the layup good.
Another assist by Diggins up top that time, leading to those 2 points.
14 for Drake Brewster. Kennedy by 20 at 56-36, and Fire with the reach-in foul, and that's going to be the 10th. As he tried to get around Sterling McElravy.
Yeah, and Sterling McElravy that time does a nice job holding his position offensively, moving his feet, keeping him behind him and not allowing him to get around and knock it away.
Sterling McElravy, Brevin Hill in there, Runyon in there, along with Doyle and Cusick, as a free throw is good. For the junior, Sterling McElravy, his first point. Came in averaging almost six. And second one right through. Got a pair.
And Solon up in the full court man-to-man, trying to create something.
Diggins will tell everybody to get into the front court here. Here's Brewster going crossover. Lost it, and a late whistle and a foul.
Running again, trying to hedge on those ball screens, Scott. They get out, and they try to make you change directions.
Sixth foul on the Spartans. 18-point lead for Kennedy with the basketball. Diggins, Brewster. They're going to go with the little high pick and roll here. Give and go underneath the buyer. Can't get the layup to go. Tipped around, loose, and finally it comes down to Cusick for Solon.
I thought we were going to see him put
one
down.
I thought we were going to see Buyer throw one down, too. He was up there. Ball ricocheted, tipped away, stolen. Here comes Gerling, one-on-one on the drive. Layup, too strong, no good. And trying to corral the rebound underneath is Bassinius of Kennedy. He had a foot or some sort of body part on the baseline. It'll go to Solon.
I wonder if he plays soccer, Scott. Looked like he was trying to use his soccer skills out there to keep that ball alive.
Well, we got a moment. We'll set the lineups for Kennedy. Bassinius in there along with Diggins, Brewster, Beyer, and Gerling. And for Solon, Luke Ira back into the game. Coons in there playing with four fouls. Right free throw line, kick back. Here's McElravy, three, can't get the roll. They fight underneath, and it's loose in the lane. We're going to have a tie ball. Got to stay with the Spartans.
Now running again in there, working hard, trying to get that keep that possession extended, getting to the offensive glass. Officials want a towel out there, Scott, to wipe some things up on the floor.
And they'll get that taken care of here as Streeter McElravy will come in. Nice win for Jefferson tonight.
Boys, Cedar Rapids Jefferson boys, 55-47 over Davenport North. And Matt Goss down the Quad City Times says the MAC and the MVC are 9-9 in head-to-head contest this year.
Sounds about right. MAC is much improved over the last couple years. McElravy fakes the three, drives baseline, and had a strip going up. Good defense by Derek Gerling. 23rd turnover. Bassinius free for three, no good. Brewster, the weak side board. Kick out front. Diggins in traffic. Goes up with a leaner, rimming and good for Derek Diggins from the heart of the lane.
A little teardrop runner down the lane. Gets it to fall.
10 for Diggins, 58-38. 6:05 to play in the game. To the corner, wide open. Ira three-pointer just won't go, and Runyon the rebound for Solon.
And just got his 10th rebound of the ballgame.
Back it comes to Coons. He'll drive baseline, cut off by Wall and help defense. And a travel called on Solon.
I said he drug his pivot foot out there against the pressure. He's going against Gerling out there. He had a smaller defender on him that time.
58-38, 5:50 to play here in the ball game. We'll talk with the victorious coach coming up at the conclusion of this one. Brewster one-on-one, starter dribble, drives in, tries to go backdoor to Diggins, and it's off his hand, out of bounds.
Diggins makes a nice cut along the baseline. I just didn't know if he expected it to come that quick or he just let him a little bit out there, but he's got pretty good hands. He just couldn't corral that one.
20-point lead. And Solon down by 20 with the ball. Brevin Hill back into the ball game, circling left. Picks it up. Gets it to McElravy. Looking inside. Bullet pass. Stolen away. And then Kennedy gives it right back.
Wall trying to get an outlet pass. And Haynes is trying to run down the floor in transition.
Coons in the high post. Jump stop. And before the pass, pushed and fouled. It's been a frustrating night for Jacob Coons.
The time he was going strong to his left, trying to split two Kennedy defenders out there when the contact occurred about the free throw line.
Coons with one field goal and 2 points tonight. An 83% foul shooter. He's excellent from the line, and he drains the first. Matt Gardner coming in as some folks starting to head to the exits. Maybe get some last-minute Christmas shopping before the stores close tonight.
Got all your shopping done, Scott?
I do.
Good for you. Maybe you helped me out.
Free throw no good. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Kennedy.
I get some ideas every once in a while I listen to you guys in the gym class. Stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Maybe Mr. Dukes can help us out.
Some bowling equipment. Wall in there. Working the perimeter for the Cougars. Here, bounce pass inside the wall. Had a shot blocked by Runyon, who's played a nice game tonight for Solon. And the outlet pass hit the back of the backboard, and it's going to go over to the Spartans.
Yeah, you were right there, Scott, right there where you said Runyon has had a nice game. Sometimes when you get beat in games like this, you overlook some of those performances. But he's done a good job defensively and rebounding. More than held his own out there.
Hill on the drive, pop up 10-footer, won't go. Solon cold from the field practically the whole night. Kennedy by 19, 4:40 to play in the ballgame. And Malik Haynes angles left across the timeline, takes it in the lane, pull up 12-footer, and he got the roll. Haynes is instant offense off the bench.
Yeah, gives him a lot of energy.
He's got seven. Coons in the drive, splits defenders, shot no good off the glass. And Wall with the board.
Going to run the other way, the Cougars. They're not going to quit running.
Deer to Haynes. Fakes, steps in. 17-footer. That won't go. And Coons with the rebound and Diggins with the foul.
Reach 80-some feet away from
you don't need to do that.
The basket. No, you're up 60-39, 4:12 left. And Coach McCowan again trying to teach out there in these moments out there, trying to make good basketball plays.
Matt Burst will come in for Kennedy. Double bonus for Solon. Coons to the line, gets the first. He's got four. As Haynes and Diggins out. Gerling and Brewster back in. Wall will come out as well.
Coons can connect on the second of these free throws. It'll give them a chance to set their press.
60-41, and Brevin Hill comes up to pick up Matt Gardner. Dumps the pass into front court. Brewster with a stop-and-go dribble. Left of the lane, shovels it inside. Gerling with the back door. Shot blocked from behind by Brevin Hill. Put it on the floor. Had it knocked away. Brewster picks it up for Kennedy. Gerling kick out to Deer. Wide open three. No good short.
Barely drew iron there in that one.
Up court pass, tipped out of bounds, and it deflected off of Luke Ira. Solon was doing a pretty good job with the turnovers, and now it's back up to 27.
Well, you know, you had, 19 in the first half of play, so they have limited them right now, but just not able to close that gap that the Cougars have. They created off those turnovers in that first half play.
60-41 with 3:34 to play here in the ballgame. Expect we'll see some more subs coming in for Kennedy soon. Deer goes behind the back of the dribble, circles right outside the golden arc. Burst, bounce down low on the block. Deer off the glass, too strong, and rebounded by Streeter McElravy. And then a foul on Brewster.
Again, he has the rebound. He's going the other way off the dribble, and you're not going to get a steal very often in that situation.
Kennedy jumped out. Good start tonight. A lot of good things well. Looks like they're going to break their three-game losing streak here. And Solon's losing streak will go to three into Christmas. As Beyer will come in for Brewster after the make by McElrady.
Cougars trying to get within one game of 500. If they can get this victory, they'll be at 3-4.
Second one, no good, but Solon with a rebound. Kick out McElravy, three, dips in and out. And finally, goes into the backcourt and fighting for the loose ball. We're going to have a foul, I think, on Solon. They're going to get Dylan Doyle on a reach.
And Matt Gardner's going to go to the free throw line now.
We have shot a lot of free throws tonight.
A lot of stoppages in play, hasn't there, Scott? Just the fouls and the number of turnovers in that first half. Not been a clean game.
A 1-1 no good by Gardner. 60-42, Kennedy. 3 minutes to play here in the game. In the high post, McElravy on the turnaround. That's Sterling. And the rebound off the miss to Burst. Deer in the far corner with 2:50 to play. Solon still in the man. Good. Give and go to Byer. Oh, he missed the dunk.
He was going to go.
I think he lost in the way up a little bit. Here's McIlravey the other way, all the way in, and a charging foul on McIlravey.
And Gardner, again, drawing the charge for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Team foul number 8, third foul on McIlravey. It's Jackson Foley back in, the 5'5 sophomore for Kennedy.
Gardner got a little limp to him out there, Scott. Hit the floor. I don't know if it was hip, knee, combination of the two out there.
Well, he had a concussion in the back half of the football season. Caused him to miss the quarterfinal game with Washington on Kennedy's road to the state championship game.
He's got a brace on his left knee to begin with.
And Foley fouled by Dylan Doyle.
He's going to shoot a one-on-one here in the situation.
Tell you, Foley is fearless at 5'5". He was backing his way in by the lane and got the free throw.
And he's the 11th player that's played in this ballgame for the Cougars.
And then Kennedy's going to get Carter Crawl in, too. Free throw number 2 is good for Foley. Makes a pair. Carter Crawl, 6'4", and a junior will come in for the Cougars. 62-42. Kennedy up with 2:15 to play in the game. Doyle, couple jab steps. Now comes right. Leaves it for Hill. Cusick back into the game for Solon. Here's a step back three by Coons. No good. And Solon still pulled from the field. And Crawl had it knocked away by Hill.
Battling yet. Solon Spartans. Hill not giving up.
Coon inside. Kick out. McIlravey three. No good. Rebounded by Crawl. Foley up court to Byer. He'll go cross court to Burst with a minute 40 to play. Bounce inside. Byer got a triple team. Lost it going up. Picked up by Deer. He'll drive in, and it's going to get an offensive foul.
We've had a lot of those tonight, too, haven't we, Scott?
Yes, we have.
We've seen a lot of charges. Players lowering that shoulder. They've been consistent on the calls all night long. That offensive player lowers his shoulder to create space. They're going to give the defense the benefit of the doubt.
Luke Schockenbach will come into the Solon lineup. Kennedy's going to get some bench players in there as well as the pass tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Solon. Jake Olenzak coming in. 6'1 junior as Byer will check out.
Going to see some new Cougars in the ball game now.
And Colin Weeble will come in.
Another final pass along, Scott. Benton Community 73-53 over Regina.
Good, nice win for Benton, who's been playing good ball as of late. Andrew Steffens in now for the Solon Spartans.
Benton's played a lot of young kids last year, so they were young. It's paying off for them.
Here's Kennedy with a steal as Deer comes away with it. Off the inbounds pass and gets the layup for 2. Deer was 6 off the bench. Minute 18 to play, and it's a 64-42 game, and Deer coming up with another steal and another layup.
And good defense out front by Deer. Quick feet, quick hands. Creating problems for the Solon guards.
Sterling McIlravey posting up inside. Bakes and scores off the turnaround. Kennedy is going to get some more players in. Likewise for Solon, 50 seconds to play. Crawl on the drive, takes it inside, and got the layup to go in the right hand.
Going down the lane, and they're going to get a timeout for substitution, I believe. It'll be Solon basketball yet.
Ryan King is in. Isaiah Harris is in for the Cougars. We'll go to 3-4 into the break. Anthony Bullard into the game for Solon. 68-44, 35 seconds to play. Cusick, kick outside, three-pointer short. Going to go out of bounds. Harris will let it go out of bounds. as Kennedy will bring Kai Jenkins in.
Looks like that's every single one of the Cougars now is getting on the floor for the Kennedy.
68-44, 25 seconds to play. They played a freshman game tonight, too.
Triple header.
It was a triple header tonight.
Womack does that a lot, I know.
15 seconds to play. Kennedy, ball handling. 0-1 Zach to the corner. Here's Jenkins for three. No. And 5 seconds to play. Solon with a rebound. Up court it comes with Steffens into the corner. 1 second to play, and that will do it. Non-conference win for Cedar Rapids Kennedy as they defeat Solon tonight by a score of 68-44. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back with the postgame. And we'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you at the Solon Gym as the Kennedy Cougars knock off the Solon Spartans tonight 68-44. Kennedy now 3-4 on the season. Solon drops to 4-3. And each team will have the rest of the winter break to work on some stuff, have probably a scrimmage, maybe two, and get ready for the second half of the season, if you will, although we are not at the halfway point yet. But a lot of things to work on. As you get to the holiday break here, Phil, and you've been through that before, and this is where you get ready for that long two-month stretch in January and February.
Yeah, you got some time where you're going to be able to break things down, and you can go back to some individual fundamental work, some more of that. Not saying that you don't do that on a regular basis, but you can get back into that and kind of revisit the basics, so to speak, for a while. Plus, you got stuff on tape. You know, you've got several ball games, 6, 7 ball games, 5, whatever it is. Then your situation where you can go back, you can break down segments. This is what we're doing well. This is what we're talking about. You know, we're not defensively, we're not getting quick enough help in this situation. Or here, we're not hedging when we should be. We're not double teaming on the ball. You know, look, you're not running your lane hard on offense on the break here consistently. All those things where you can go back. Hopefully they're correctable errors that you can come back and overcome, but you can break that down for each player and look at it. And now they got all that technology, Scott, out there where you can just really focus in on individual things out there with their videos and digital video. And we had to use the old VCR and back it up and go forward and all that fun stuff. But it gives you a chance to regroup and see what you correct your weaknesses and then get back to what your strengths are too and kind of accentuate those things.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one. for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The Cougars tonight with very balanced scoring, and they had two in double figures and 11 scored in the game for the Cougars. Led by Drake Brewster tonight, the 6'5 junior with 14 points. Had six field goals, one of those a three, and a free throw for 14. Also double figures, Derek Diggins. So Kennedy's top two scorers on the year, both in double figures again tonight, as Diggins with four field goals, two out of four from the line, and 10 points. 9 points for Sean Beyer. Really showed some flashes tonight offensively. Hit a couple of jumpers. I know that's going to make John McCown very happy. 8 points off the bench for Nick Deere. Derek Gerling had eight, including a pair of three-point goals tonight. 7 points for Malik Haynes. He chipped in with a three-pointer. Michael Bassinius had five, including a three-pointer. And then two apiece for Adam Wall, Carter Krall, and Jackson Foley had a couple of free throws for his 2 points for the Cougar total of 68. For the Solon Spartans, they dropped to 4-3. Solon led by Brevin Hill tonight with 14 points, four field goals, including a three, and five free throws tonight. 8 points for Adam Runyon. Just missed out on a double-double. Had a very good night. Streeter McElravy came in averaging over 20. He was held to 7 tonight by the Kennedy defense. 5 points for Jacob Coons tonight. Sterling McElravy had four, and then three apiece for Luke Ira and Ben Krutzfeld off the bench for Solon. Turnovers, Solon had 18 at halftime and ended up with 30 turnovers tonight. So Kennedy forced 22 against Hempstead last Friday. They forced 30 tonight against the Spartans. Kennedy with 15 turnovers in the game. Bench scoring, Kennedy got 33 points off their bench tonight, 7 for Solon. Solon was 21 of 28, so they were at 75% from the free throw line in this one tonight. Kennedy was 8 of 13. Cougars, though, with 6 three-point goals tonight to only one made three-pointer for Solon. Spartans are just ice cold from beyond the arc in this one. I'll throw it to you for a look at our final rebounding numbers.
Well, rebounding, Kennedy wins this one 34-31. A lot of rebounds out there, especially for Kennedy on the offensive glass, Scott. They're going to finish with 17 total offensive rebounds. And that might be a high water mark for the Cougars on the year so far in the offensive rebounding category, but a good effort on their part there. Individually, three players with team high honors for Kennedy. Drake Brewster, Derek Diggins, and Adam Wall all finishing with five rebounds for Kennedy, four for Matthew Burst, three for Derek Gerling, and two apiece for Nicholas Deere, Carter Krall, as well as Michael Bassinius. One rebound for Sean Beyer and Malik Haynes, as well as Matt Gardner. Three team rebounds or dead ball rebounds for Kennedy. As I said, 17 offensive, 17 defensive, totals 34 for Kennedy. Solon, Adam Runyon, you talked about him a little bit ago. It did a good effort out there, 11 boards total, leading game high honors in this category. Sterling McElravy off the bench, getting a nice effort there with five rebounds, three rebounds for his brother Streeter, two rebounds apiece for Jacob Coons, Brevin Hill, Luke Ira, as well as Zach Cusack, one rebound for Andrew Steffens. Nine offensive, 22 defensive, 31 for Solon. But those 17 offensive rebounds that the Cougars got kept possessions alive, led to a lot of second and third opportunities for the Cougars.
Kennedy, a 68-44 winner tonight in this one at Solon. We're going to take a 90-second timeout, come back. We hope to have a word with head coach John McCown of the Cougars when we come back. As Kennedy wins it tonight here at Solon in non-conference basketball, 68-44. And we'll come back to Solon after this here on KGYM.
There was a time when Christmas meant shopping downtown. All the windows glowed with decorations, toys, treats, and temptations. And on a particularly lovely winter evening, people strolled past with little ones on their shoulders to view this wonderland of the holiday season. Since the 1940s, the Dickens family has decorated their windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in holiday fashion and welcomed you to stop in on a snowy evening. This season, you'll find new surprises like waxing poetic charmable necklaces and bracelets, shimmer diamonds, the diamond that moves inside its setting, gleaming rose gold pieces, stackable birthstone rings, Daniel Wellington watches, and many more delights. Stop by, see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Back here at Solon, 68-44, the win tonight for the Kennedy Cougars. We're going to talk to John McCown coming up here momentarily after his Cougars break the many losing streak that they had coming in. As Kennedy with a couple of losses after that Xavier win. Actually, three losses to Ames, Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Dubuque Hempstead. And they will go into the break now at 3-4 on the year. And we'll get a word from Coach McCowan coming up and tell you what's coming up tomorrow evening as well, as we got one more game before the holidays. And we're taxing you here, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I almost forgot you guys were here when you weren't sitting right beside us. So got you up in the weight room.
That's right. We were working out beforehand, so everything turned out good.
That's good.
Good. Well, good win. Good non-conference winner, a good program, and got off to a good start tonight. I know you're happy about that.
Yeah, you know, we've really been struggling offensively. We've continued to create turnovers on defense, but they've been some net dead ball turnovers. They haven't led to points. But tonight our offense was much better. Our spacing was good. We shared the ball. We got it out on time. You know, it's just a bunch of little things, but it makes a big difference. And when you don't walk out of here knowing exactly who carried you tonight, it was definitely a team effort. And with the group we have this year, I think that's the way it's going to be every night. We got some kids that can really play, but, you know, when they make their teammates better with their ball skills, it's pretty special.
You caused 22 turnovers, you said, against Hempstead. You caused 30 tonight. Solon had 18 turnovers in the first half and 18 points, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, even off their 18 points, we felt pretty good about the shot selection. They weren't put-back rebounds. They hit some tough shots on us, and we can live with those. Because they kind of take a toll on you, you know, but they made some nice adjustments and they attacked a little bit better in the second half, and we were about a half a slide off, so we put them to the line a bunch in the second half, and it'll allow us to have plenty of things to work on over break here.
That's kind of leads where I was going to go with the next question, John. How do you approach the break now coming up with some time off?
You know, we approach it, especially with our guys right now, they need a mental break more than anything coming off that football season that they had. I'm sure they've been looking forward to this for quite a while, and playing this game today, we'll take the next 6 days off. You know, but these kids really have done a good job in the off season of changing their bodies and working on their cardio. So they'll do some stuff on their own, whether they find a gym somewhere or they just, you know, go for jogs or stuff like that. But they need a mental break more than anything. And then next Monday rolls around, we'll start back up with practice. But I think we got 10 practices before we get going again. So, you know, it has a little bit of a beginning of the season feel, but we really need that, you know, with this group, with the football guys missing our first 14 practices. It allows us to kind of get back to the fundamentals and talk about the basics of the offense and the defense, and sure, a bunch of things up. So we're a third of the way through the season game wise, but I really like it because we get to reset our minds, our bodies, and get going again in practice after that.
33 points off the bench tonight. Beyer was big. He got him some offense tonight. He wanted that dunk at the end, but I think it all equals out because he had the bank three-pointer.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, he played more minutes tonight than he's used to, so there wasn't the pop in his legs that he normally has. But he'll figure that out. You know, he worked so hard in practice. You saw him at the first game that he got in, you know, with Xavier, and 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks later, he's not even the same kid out there right now. You know, and 33 points off the bench, that does not a huge surprise to us because we, you know, we got 10, 11 guys that really get after each other in practice every day, and it's very competitive. So that means they're all pretty good, or it means they're all below average, and we think they're pretty good. So, you know, the scoring will be balanced for us with bench and starters most of the year.
Pretty eye-popping statistic, too. We unofficially, I had you guys for 17 offensive rebounds, so that's a great team effort there, too.
Yeah, you know, when you get offensive rebounds, it's opportunities that somebody else created by a really good shot. You know, stressing the defense, delivering it to somebody for a good shot, so you get the defense to rotate a little bit, and then you can win the numbers games backside. And I thought we did a really good job of that tonight. So it gave us opportunities, and then the kids went and got the ball.
Yeah, shot selection I thought was much better tonight.
Yeah, it wasn't even the same team, it didn't seem like, you know. And our kids just, when things went bad, our mentality wasn't great. We tried to do it all ourselves. You know, they were trying really hard and trying too hard, and got a little bit of tunnel vision. It took us a week to get it figured out, but we got it figured out now, so we look a lot more like a good basketball team.
Well, enjoy the holidays, and hope you got your Christmas shopping done, and we'll let you get back to town, and have a happy Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
All right, too. Good job, John.
All right, John McCown, head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, as they win it tonight by a score of 68-44 over the Solon Spartans. And we're going to be back at it tomorrow night, one final time before the holiday break. Doubleheader, girl-boy doubleheader from the Ron Thillen Gymnasium at Xavier. Davenport Assumption comes to town to take on the Saints. Tom Lilly looking for his 500th win tomorrow night. Didn't get it last Friday. He'll try it again tomorrow night. And we'll be on the air on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, only at 5:45 for both the boys' game and the girls' game. And then we'll see if Xavier can go to 5-1 going into the break. The number 4-rated Saints hosting the Knights tomorrow. And Davenport Assumption and Cedar Rapids Schools have had some knockdown dragouts over the years that you've been a part of, I know.
Well, yeah, and they're going to get after it. There's going to be a lot of pride on the line out there for both those ball clubs tomorrow night. And Coach Lersman, they got them playing well. They got them going. I know Coach Lilly and the girls' part, they always seem to get better, too, as the year goes on. I'll tell you one thing, that they won't get outworked out there, Scott, that's for sure.
No. So that'll be tomorrow night on 107.5 FM beginning at 5:45. Phil, have a great Christmas, and we will see you January 2nd when North Scott, the defending state champs, come to Prairie to take on the Prairie Hawks, our first chance to see maybe the most improved team in town.
Yeah, and they got a great win. Prairie got a great win over Dubuque-Wallert a couple ball games ago. They're off to a nice start. They're off for the holidays right now, too, so be good one to start off 2016 with, Scott.
Yeah, it's the only team in the Metro, I believe, we haven't got to see yet. And we'll see them coming up on January the 2nd. So we will see you at that time.
Thanks, Scott.
Big thanks to everybody here at Solon, Mr. McSweeney, the entire staff. Thanks for all their hospitality. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio as well for all his help. Of course, thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. And above all, thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast of this one here tonight. Fort Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this boys' non-conference game tonight. It was Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 68, and the Solon Spartans, 44. And so long from Solon High School.
KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids.
Yesterday, but I agree. I think the officials on the field